Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis, and our guest today is James Elliott, Knoxville mayoral candidate. James, thanks for joining us today.
How y'all doing? My name's James Elliott. I was born in 1973. That's the year I was born, and you know, I'm giving you a little bit of background on myself. I grew up here at Knoxville. I was born here at Knoxville, the old hospital, if y'all remember that, which is now the police station, the city hall. My mom and dad is Betty and Charles Elliott. My dad is no longer with us. He passed on in 94. But my mom, most of you people here in town who work with my mom and dad might know my mom. She worked at the VA, worked in the laundry room. And you might know her for a lot of people I've known that worked out with her. Some of you also know I have a brother and sister. I had a brother graduate in 1973. Moved on to be a real good minister. And he passed on in 99 due to a farming accident. Sister. They just recently had their 35-year reunion here, named Cheryl Byerly, which was Cheryl Elliott. She graduated in 1976, and that's two of my family members and stuff I have. And then me, I came a little late, but I graduated in 1992 from the old high school, which is now what they call the middle school. And, you know, it's just some of the things here, when I remember growing up, when I was in school, the thing I grew up remembering about the most is my favorite thing was 1991 state track team. The reason why I remember that the mostly is because that was a year I was on the state track team, went to state. We ran the 4x4 up there, and later the next day we end up winning that year for Mr. Cunningham. And the mayor at the coach of that track team was a very good coach. Mr. Cunningham was one of the inspirations people to me to inspire me to do. And later on, I noticed he went on to become our mayor and stuff. And he inspired me to do that, too. You know, that's one person why I'm actually running, because he actually inspired me. If he can do it, I know I can do it, too. He took care of the track team, and I like to take care of the city, too, for him. I do have four kids. One of them graduated in 2011 out of Oskaloosa. She is 19 right now. I have one boy who's a junior in Knoxville High School. He's a real good kid, and his name's Wesley. And then I have two more that are a freshman and a seventh grader that lives down in with their mom in Kirksville, Missouri. The thing, and I do remember this much when I was in school, about being everything in school. I do remember when Mr. St. Germain, we had the debate, was talking about how the work programs. I remember the work programs. I remember working for the VA at the time in their cafeteria canteen for their work study for it and stuff, and I can see that happen. But the problem is, when that closed down, the VA I think the schools lost some. But that's the things I, you know, that's about me and stuff. I work hard. I will be not afraid to shed blood, sweat, and guts for the city and stuff. And that's always how I've always done with my work and stuff. I've got a very good work ethic and everything else. So that's about me and stuff.
What is one challenge you see facing Knoxville in the future that you think is important that Knoxville steps up and faces?
One of the challenges I see is that we try to get some more the VA open again with this schooling with Mr. Washington he has done and everything. And that is a challenge I see right now in the future. If I know, like I said, the debate, we have to wait on the government. And if we get that, it is the challenge area. The challenge on that is what we're going to do to, what's it going to do to the city, what's it going to do to the community. It's going to bring a lot of revenue to it. The challenge is that we're going to have to really step up, and when we step up, we are really the city. We, as the city, as a family in this whole city here, we're going to have to step up, showing that this is what we're made of, and we're here to make it this place work for them.
What do you mean step up in terms of what's the city going to have to step up to do?
Step up more or less, get the more jobs in here. We need to get the more businesses back in here so we can offer extra jobs for these kids that while they're here in school. And also if some of the kids that, you know, if they're in their churches and stuff, that they can also realize that, hey, they got the same kind of church here they can also still go to. But what I mean by stepping up, we're going to have to step up by bringing some more business in here. And that's the thing that's going to take time. And once we start bringing the businesses in the community, and this college will, we'll have a good working community, and they'll start working in all the time. We'll get more jobs going here and everything else. That's going to be really nice to have.
And then also, what is something that maybe you see that is going in the right direction right now that can be built upon for the future for the city?
The one of the good things I've seen that's been going good, I've seen, is that some of the projects I've done around here, it has its good momentums, like the one they done down on between First Street and Roach Street right there. They've rebuild. But for the next project on that, I think that's a good thing. But, you know, if they're going to move on, move up at least to the square and try to get the lighting around. That is a thing I like to see them to do. It is a thing that is going to be making this city nice and bright and everything else. I know we're trying to make it like a home downtown, but it takes a lot, but we can do it. I know we can. We stuck together in the past, and we all could stick together in the future too.
All right, what about yourself do you think qualifies you to be the mayor of the city?
Well, qualify me is like, I'm just taking a pop shot at this. I'm going to try, you know. I've did some things. I'm a single parent. I raised one kid, you know. I do raise my kid myself. So I think that does qualify me for being a single parent to try to raise balance a budget at home, and I can try at least balance a city budget. I know that's bigger, but you know, at least I can try on it, you know. I'm not afraid to try anything new, you know.
All right, and is there anything else you want to say as a kind of a closing statement?
You know, all I gotta say, you know, when you come to vote on November 8th, please come vote. I want everybody pleasing this city of town. That's one thing I have my saying is when I ask people when they vote for me, but also come vote November 8th. So when everybody's listening to this, please, November 8th, come vote. Make your voice count. Please vote. That's all I want to say.
All right, well, thanks very much, James.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a good day now, and let's go Knoxville.